This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, it's Babs. If you live in Portland, Oregon, come see me. I'm headlining at the Siren Theater on Wednesday, July 26th. Show's at 7:30 p.m. I'm going to be running a lot of new jokes, and I just am really excited to do it in one of my favorite towns to do comedy. So Wednesday, July 26th at the Siren Theater in Portland. You can get tickets at sirentheater.com or on my Twitter feed or wherever. And I can't wait to see you out there. I'm Babs Gray, and I've got my hot summer look together. Cargo shorts, Tevas, and pasties. Let's go, girls.
I'm Brandi Posey, and yes, I'm a dog mom. I'll talk about diarrhea with anybody.
I'm Tess Barker, and I'm just happy to be higher.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to lady, lady to lady.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Tess just always has, like, should be on a weed, like, you should be a phrase that should be on weed merch.
Thank you. Maybe I've been like, maybe this is my crisis. Like, I need to just really dial all my energy into
weed
merch.
I think you should just start a fucking store. Just put them all on there. You have them all ready to go.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
You should be Tess Barker originals on the Venice Boardwalk.
Oh my God. I believe we talked about this. Thank you for changing my life.
Just gotta look up Testify Barker weed on Twitter and just see how much shit comes
on. It's just, it's endless. It's so good.
It's amazing.
Thanks for listening to the show. We got a few hot show announcements to give you, everybody.
Oh, baby. Are you in Los Angeles?
Oh my God. Well, lucky you. We're doing a live show with us.
Woohoo. Ooh, baby. August 6th, Permanent Records Roadhouse. Yeah. All three of us in the flesh.
Oh in the worst flesh. Phrase in the you world. Can touch us. Don't touch us, but you
don't
can.
Touch us.
But come. And don't come either. No, come, but don't come. You guys know what I mean. Okay. Anyway, this venue is so fun, though. I love doing shows here.
It's a great venue. We love it. We had our pie eating contest there. We've had a lot of, you know, epic moments there. It's going to be, we haven't done a live show in a little bit. So come out August 6th. We're going to have a blast. Grab your tickets. You can get them on our website, ladytoladycomedy.com. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're in Portland tonight, July 26th, I will be doing a show at the Siren Theater. It's a headlining show. It's dependent on me to get people out there. Wow. So if you're listening to this and you live in Portland, please come to it. So I am not just talking to the three people who I know have bought tickets so far. We're recording this a few weeks out. Okay. So I know there will be more people, but it's always scary. You never know.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Yeah. If you're in Portland, get tickets for my show tonight. I'm going to be doing a lot of new stuff. It's going to be really fun. I'll have a few local faves out as well. And yeah, it'll be great. Is that
That's
it?
Cool.
Should we introduce our guest?
I think we should. Let's just get it right
I think
into
we
it.
Should. Let's do it.
Oh my God, we love her. She's been on the show before, but she's back because her show, Ghosted, is now on the Exactly Right Network. Yay!
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
And it's all about, you know, ghost experiences. We'll talk with her about it on the podcast, but please welcome our guest, Roz Hernandez.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're seriously hanging out. Oh my God, it's Friday.
Yeah.
We are bumping Alice DJ. I am drinking a latte that I didn't know had collagen in it.
Oh. That's a perfect test surprise.
So excited to hang out with our guest, Roz Hernandez. Welcome to the show and the network. Yay!
Oh my God.
Podcast sisters.
We're family now.
Oh my God.
We are family. Very I love
what's
it.
What's everybody drinking? It looks like
yeah, what's
what,
the
do we all got?
This is a Kirkland Lime LaCroix.
Ooh. Ooh.
Costco Especial.
Even though I've ended up on Tess's side of the aisle with Costco, mm-hmm. I still want a Kirkland shirt. I like the Kirkland.
Really?
I like the Kirkland sweatshirts. I feel like that's
Can
good.
I say that I got my Kirkland my Costco renewal and dividend today in the mail, and I got $93 back from Costco, which basically paid for my membership, which is, that's how much I go. I love it. Anyway.
Wow. I'm Love always it. Too afraid to go. It just seems too overwhelming
That's
with people.
Right. That's right.
I'll take
it's
you.
A lot. It's a lot.
I'll take you. I'll take you. It's good.
I've taken
need, like,
people.
What do you get? Because I feel like I just don't need all the stuff. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's too much mass for me.
Yeah, look. For
sparkling water makes sense.
Sparkling water makes sense. But I feel that unless you have a minivan, Target is our place.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way. But I am a little bit... a pre doomsday prepper.
Okay. Like,
give it to us. What are you
when
doing?
When the pandemic hit, I was like, toilet paper, not a problem over here. Like, I am always stocking up. I think it's like being poor and then like
you're
wanting to be poor ever again. So I'm in thinking that the rug will just get ripped out of me from underneath me at any point. So I will buy things, even if it's not on sale, I'll get like three of the thing that I like. LaCroix being one of them, where I'll have like 10 boxes. I kind of like having all the different colors, like all the boxes.
Yeah, stacked up.
Yeah.
Completely. It's amazing.
I get that.
I'm a big fan of this organic edamame spaghetti that you can only get at Costco. It's really, really good.
Wow. It's a huge box.
Yeah. Does that not stress your girls out to have so much work to do with a deadline?
There's no deadline on noodles.
For noodles, I think they're okay.
Yeah. There's a deadline, but it's far away, right? Like it's.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is good until.
I like thinking of expiring foods.
2024.
I mean, I guess it is what it is, but I never think of it.
That's why it stresses me out. I think of the deadlines all the time. And I think that's why I like. Part of why I like cooking with vegetables is because I work better on a deadline. Like, I got to make these peppers tonight.
I will say I'm on a deadline right now because, like, we're going out of town and then I'm out of town for a month. So I am trying to eat all of our food like before we leave, you know, now it's getting real creative because there's not really that much that we eat that regularly. So it's just like, I don't know. It's just going to be a bowl of stuff. That's what we're going with tonight. It's a bowl of stuff that we have. And that's what we're eating.
The bowl is the move. The bowl is what you do.
Yeah.
This is so funny that we're talking about this because I just had a flashback that the last time I was on this podcast, we talked about expiration dates.
Oh, no.
And how I am very strict by the book. If it says that that's the date, I am not taking a chance.
I bet you
remembered something you said on the podcast before because literally anything we say just
goes out.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't even think about it until this just came up because I feel like it was the last time I had a conversation about like deadlines
so
and expiration
talk
dates.
About this regularly.
What is it with us and expiration dates, Roz?
I don't know. Time is of the essence.
Yeah, I'm
just
feel
trying
like
to be present.
We'd have to listen back to the tape, but I feel like I probably wholeheartedly agreed with you. I'm not. I don't like. I abide by those for sure.
I got a sniff test and that's it.
Yeah.
I trust the nose.
Really?
I've had food poisoning maybe 3 times in my life.
Same.
I'm good. Yeah. I just smell it. If it smells bad, don't eat it.
Okay. Yeah, same. I feel like it's pretty easy to tell when stuff is bad. So
I'm so scared to take the chance.
Adam's the other way. So like we usually end up throwing it away because he's like, no, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, I buy produce. I go to the grocery store 3 times a week.
Right. Nice. That's what
you do. Maybe 4.
Wow.
It's kind of ridiculous. I enjoy grocery shopping. And so I'll just go just to get like some vegetables or fruit or whatever. I'm constantly at the grocery
That's
store.
Like
are
European
you
way.
That is very European.
It is.
A baguette. Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
Yeah, like I remember my parents lived in Spain, like when they were younger, and yeah, they would go like every day, you know, to get the bread and all that stuff. And I'm like,
that's nice.
This sounds fresh. I'm like, I just don't have. I love grocery shopping too, but I'm more just like, all right, I try to buy everything for like at least 2 weeks because I don't want to deal with it.
Okay,
Yeah.
You guys, can you help me fall back in love with grocery shopping? Because it's at the pandemic, like I'm a new person. Like I hate it so much now. I feel like I've been irrevocably turned off of grocery shopping.
What was it that broke you, do you think?
Just the everything of it all. It's the line. It's the parking sucks. And then you got to get the blah, blah, blah. Do you have your bags? Then you got to put your shit in the car. Then you got to come home, put your fucking shit in the fridge. Then put your bags back in your car. Like, it's such a schlep.
Every part. So yeah, every part. Okay, all of great. It. Well, but you like other errands?
Yeah, I love errands.
Okay.
It's like
so
too big
can
of
you,
an errand. It's not even it's an errand. Much. It's like, it's... Mm. It's okay. Like the main event. You
yes.
Know?
I feel like it's your whole.
I feel like is like a 15, you know, popping in somewhere.
Yes.
But what?
Right. Yes.
But what if you Target. Spaced it out? Yeah. What if you spaced it out like a Target? Like that if you're like, I'm doing other stuff. Oh, I need these groceries. So right. It's like, it's an add-on, not a feature.
Yeah. To that point, and that's why I love Target so much. And that's why that's my pharmacy. That's why that's my everything. Mm-hmm. Because
yeah, because Target's good for the non-perishables, you mm-hmm. know. I like to stock up on that stuff there. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do like a Sprouts for the yeah. more mm-hmm. More timely items.
Yeah, I think Sprouts wins. Obviously, we don't need to. We are not noobs in our audiences, but we know that Trader Joe's is not for produce. So
no.
I feel like Sprouts is the Trader Joe's of produce where it's like it's not Whole Foods, but you feel fancy and you get fresh,
mm-hmm.
fresh goods.
Yes.
Yes.
I have, definitely.
Okay, I have a question. This is totally separate, but just something where Adam was telling me not to do it again. My boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay.
And I need an opinion. I kind of know it's wrong, but I also.
You want to be enabled.
You want to justify your point. Great. Bring
yeah,
it
we'll
on.
See. And look, I get it. I know what why people are going to tell me I shouldn't do it. I understand.
Okay.
But there is a squirrel at my work that I think wants to be my friend. I want to be encouraged to be friends with because
I mean, of course we're going to encourage you yeah. to live but, your Snow White fantasy.
You know, because obviously I know you shouldn't feed like wildlife and all that stuff. But this squirrel was like approaching me before I did give it a few nuts, but like we've been hanging out. But before I even gave it nuts, it was approaching me.
Right.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
And then I gave it a few and it, you know, it would come back and it came up to me to get a nut out of my hand. And but it did. OK, it went for my finger, not out of rage, but out of thinking. I think that my finger was an almond.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt me at all.
Did it bite? It did not bite you.
It did not hurt me. It like went for it, but it was, yeah, yeah. you know, nothing happened. But we both mm-hmm. like got scared and freaked out. But yesterday I went and I hadn't seen it for a minute. And I've been going like at later on in the day. It's just me that's at like the place. And mm-hmm. I saw it and it, I'm not kidding you. I think it was excited.
I believe you.
Yeah, maybe a glove though. Like,
yeah, a glove wouldn't hurt.
I will say,
or one of those like picker upper things, like right? the
yeah,
like, I need
put a
claw.
Yeah, between us to be like, is this something you want to happen or not?
I got concerned right off the bat. So while you were talking, I did Google, do squirrels carry rabies, and they yes. don't.
Oh, they don't.
That's great.
They don't. I think they carry other things.
Sure, but
yeah.
Not but I rabies. Think,
you know, not rabies. Not rabies.
And I did look up, will squirrels be your friend? And they will. You can befriend them. And they do get excited when they see you, if they remember you.
Oh, yeah. My friend Angela has been friends with lots of squirrels. So,
yeah.
You know, take that as you will. But.
All right. I don't know. I just.
I think
Adam,
this is great.
Adam doesn't like squirrels. So I'm like. I'm not trying to fuck up its life. I don't want it to think I'm like its main food source or something. And I, like I said,
it won't.
It like five nuts. So I'm not like, you know.
It's a city squirrel. It's like scavenging for things. It's not going to become
mean, it's
dependent.
It's school. So I'm sure it's used to like getting random shit.
Yeah.
Right. I feel that's the only risk is like if you don't go to the school anymore, if you stop working there, then like that would be my only concern. But as mm-hmm. long as there's kids, there's going to be food on the ground.
My question is, you're allowed to have nuts at a school? I thought that was extreme contraband.
Ooh,
at this
that's
point.
Why it actually, it's coming to you.
It actually is. So don't tell anyone.
Oh yeah, just say it on the
But it's outside. It's outside the it's like in the parking lot, like far away from where the actual school is.
No, I think this is great. I think about squirrels a lot. I was just in Costa Rica where they have iguanas everywhere. And which is really cool. And like, you know, it's really funny because like all the Americans are like, oh, iguanas. But to them, those are like their squirrels.
They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, and when I was we went like, to Mexico, at least they were fucking everywhere.
Yeah, they're Puerto everywhere. Rico, too. It's crazy. But I was like, I feel that squirrels are just as cool as iguanas. Like they're a lot of fun to look at. They put on a show for you. They do gymnastics. They're silly. They totally have personalities. I think squirrels actually cooler than iguanas.
Whoa. Yeah. I love a bushy tail.
Yes.
Oh,
I'll take a bushy tail over an iguana tail.
Thank you.
Iguanas creep me out.
Do they
look like they just like look like weathered, like they look like they've seen some shit, you know? Yeah.
Oh, they have.
And like, I mean, I think they're kind of cool looking in the sense that they look like they have a mohawk and like a soul patch. Like they're very like they're just like, I've seen some shit.
Yeah, they're like, they got like a jazz band where they deal weed in the alley and that's how they actually make their money. They're like, no, I'm a musician, man. Yeah.
Well,
that's
and
their vibe.
I'm always shocked by how fast they can run.
Yeah, it's shocking to see it happen, too.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. I'm not
interested
in that.
Yeah, I don't think I could run that fast. I was on my stomach.
Wait, were you guys there in when we were in Mexico for Lampy's wedding, there was an iguana bird fight that we watched happen in the parking lot.
Who won?
Yeah, who won?
It was like a draw. The bird eventually left,
okay,
but it was like a real, they were mad at each other.
You,
it was,
who were you going, voting for?
Yeah.
Voting for?
I mean, I think the iguana, because the bird can go anywhere, and that felt like the iguana's turf. You know, you have the sky.
Right. The iguana's turf is literally the turf. Like,
yeah,
true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you want? What do you want here? What do you want here? They've got big, leave me alone energy. I love them. We used to have a squirrel on the palm tree outside that would twerk at Jack from the porch. He would just turn around and just like twerk at him a little bit, and Jack would lose his mind and bark at him. It's very cute.
Well, okay, since
I feel encouraged. I'm gonna give you updates, but I think we're gonna be friends. I think it's gonna
please
crawl on my hand.
I would just encourage a glove of some kind. No squirrel glove, no squirrel love. I'm just gonna put it. I just want you to be protected.
That's a good call. Yes. I've got some gardening gloves I can use.
Yeah, that's perfect. That way, in case he nibbles or cuts you or whatever by accident.
I'm gonna be the lady with elbow length gloves going.
Perfect. Got to go see my friend as you put on a pair of long evening gloves.
I don't know what to say because it's not like
gorgeous.
My pet, but
yes.
I'm like, yeah, my friend. You're my friend.
It's your friend.
No, it's your friend. I have lots of friends like that. Yeah, it's fine.
Roz, if you could be friends with an animal, what animal would it be?
Oh.
Well, my best friend is my dog.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Well, you're already
he's 16.
Friends, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, so we're already friends.
What's your dog's name?
Yeah.
His name's Rocky.
He's a little palm, right?
Yeah, and he recently lost all of his hearing, and he's going blind, and he wears diapers, but he's so sweet. He just kind of, like, sits there. Like, he's got nowhere to be. He's just chilling. And
Brandy's pulling out her dog's diapers.
One of my dog's diapers, it looks like hot pants. It's
oh, my God.
He has,
it's like a
little,
reusable one.
Yeah. He's got these little, like, it's got fake little
jean
pockets.
They look like cutoffs, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, those are gorgeous.
Yeah. I'll send you a link. They're real.
Yeah, maybe I need to get those. but another animal that I'd like to be friends with, I'm obsessed with tortoises. Like, very obsessed. Everyone that I follow on Instagram is a tortoise, just about. Like, my whole feed is tortoises. I follow tortoise influencers. I follow tortoise rescues. Like, I'm just obsessed with tortoises and watching them eat produce. And so my dream is to one day continue to go to the grocery store multiple times a week, but a big old cart filled with things for my tortoise family to take home, and I want my backyard to be covered in tortoises.
Yes.
How lovely.
We do have a friend who has a tortoise who, like, lives nearby. If you want to go visit.
You need to get some time in.
Does anybody want to do a produce drop this week? So we do have
a
connect.
We do.
Yeah. We've got a tortoise connect.
We actually, I was, like, trying to think when we were talking about, it was during the sleepover. I was like, this is not the first time tortoises have come up recently.
No. We were talking about our friend. I guess they were out of town, and she was like, does anyone want to do a produce drop? Because that's all you have to do is, just like leave them some.
Well, yeah. And doesn't that sound nice?
I would do that.
Share some cruciferous vegetables with your 80-year-old tortoise.
It's so sweet. Like, they're so serene. Like, they're not aggressive. They're just, like, chilling. Like, all I want is a carrot and some greens, and I'm good. They're vegans, you know? Like, I just think it's beautiful.
So easy. And that's the problem with a lot of pets is the stuff they eat is so gross. Tortoises. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. My parents were watching my dog for, like, kind of a couple years, and the dollar store shit that they were giving my dog is, like, because I don't eat meat, and so, like, some of this, like, nasty, like, I don't know what scraps of the slaughterhouse they put together, and I've turned him into, like, a healthy eater, but as he's getting older, he's a lot more picky, and I'm like, okay, fine. So I recently went to Ralph's, and I got him his little sirloin steaks or whatever the hell they are, these little nasty little – well, there's the ones that are shaped like hot dogs, and when I drop them on the ground, it's like rubber. Like, they, like, bounce. It's so gross, but he loves it.
Right.
It's so true. Yeah. I'm a vegetarian, too, and I'm very unfair. Like, my husband, Sean, he's not allowed to cook any meat in the house. It has to be outside. He has one bag of frozen chicken that lasts like a year that I won't touch. Like, it's a very non-meat environment for the humans. But I love my dogs so much that, like, I get them like just cow legs that have been disintended and just like the nastiest, bloodiest, guttiest shit. And he's like, what the, you'll handle that with your hands? Oh. Like, yeah, that's how much, but these are my animals. I love animals so much.
They have to eat that stuff. It's fine.
When I was growing up, my parents would give my other dog like dried up pig ears and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then it'd be all like chewed up and nasty. Oh, here's what was a horror film for me. Just last week, I bought him a couple of different, because he's been picky, a couple of different little meaty treats, and I'm laying on my couch. He wants to get up on the couch, and so he goes on top of me, and he's just, like, standing on my chest, and he still had one of his little meat chunks in his mouth and spit it out on my chest.
Oh, no.
Damn. I mean... Really, as pets get older and you just have to indulge them in their nastiness, it's like they have the worst breath, the worst everything. You're just like, I love you. Breathe
it's
on
so
me.
Gross.
Give it to me.
I know. I always joke that he feels like he's like my rich old husband and I'm his hot young wife.
I love that.
Because he's probably, I don't know. I've actually looked up, I always thought it was like animals are 7 years, like one year is seven for human years. But I guess, I don't know, when I've Googled, there's like by breed, it's a little bit different. Mm. And he's technically like, I don't know, somewhere between 60 and 80 years old as a Pomeranian.
That's so, prime age for a rich husband.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. We still got a few more years kicking around.
Yeah, he's spry. That's spry.
Yeah, exactly. I love that.
So. Wheel them out to like, you know, premieres and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back in a second.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Roz Hernandez, host of the podcast Ghosted by Roz Hernandez, now on Exactly Right.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Thank you for mentioning that, Roz.
Wow.
since we organically stumbled across this, what are you talking about? What's the deal with Ghosted? What are you talking about over on Ghosted?
Oh, over on Ghosted, I talk about ghosts. But I like to talk about, like, anything unexplainable, like, in the paranormal conversation.
You're getting into cryptids, aliens.
Yes, love
like
a Bigfoot conversation. Mm-hmm. And I've really gotten, like, weird. Like, I enjoy the weirder kind of stuff, like, you know, alien abduction kind of things. I also like to talk about, like, synchronicities, deja vu, sleep paralysis, psychics, all of that. So I just talk to people. Originally, when I started doing the podcast, it was the requirement was like people have to have a story to share. But now I sort of prepare the stuff. It's so hard to book trying to find people that have long, like a good long story.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, most stories are kind of like quick, like one time I saw a ghost and that was it.
Right.
They still share their own stories, the guests, but nowadays I like to go on the internet and find all kinds of weird things. We just did one about like people that, like a woman that married a ghost in the UK and some tabloid, you know, the whole gamut.
I feel like a good source for that is I watch a lot of Unsolved Mysteries on some like free channel, and there's always like weird ass ghost stories in there. Or
the original Robert Stack.
Oh, yeah.
So they like to close it out with a feel good story on that show is a ghost story. They're like, and now this isn't a murder.
Yes.
But there's a lot of like more weird, seeing weird creatures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What did you think about the recent like alien stuff in Vegas?
What?
Obsessed.
I didn't see it. Tell me what happened.
Oh, you didn't see? It was like a family. Oh. A family called 911 and it was like, there's like an alien in our backyard.
Okay.
And described them. And people, multiple people also saw, like, looked like something crashed in the sky right before it. Yeah.
Is there a video?
Yeah.
It seemed
there's
real.
There's some
know.
Videos. Here's the thing. It is hard in today's day and age to convince anybody, you'll never be able to convince people nowadays that you've captured a UFO or a ghost. Like, because let's face it, like, there's so much AI and deep fakes, and like, it's so accessible for people to figure out how to do that kind of stuff on their own.
It's literally just like a fucking TikTok filter being like, oh, there's an alien behind me.
So it's hard, but that one does seem pretty convincing. I mean, the family is so dead set on the fact that there was a group of humanoid creatures that were in their backyard. They called the cops. There were other reports of this thing falling from the sky and crashing, and there was a loud boom. It has been acknowledged that it was a meteor. They later, you know, found out. But I mean, that's what's hard about this UFO conversation. It gets very conspiracy theory because you could easily be like,
because you're like, how
is
convenient.
That what they just said?
But it is what they would say. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, it's like with Roswell, like the guy that initially found the site, he had all these like weird magnetic pieces. Then the government, in theory, later gave him a box of weather balloon stuff and was like, this is actually what you found. So
yes.
So it's like, yeah, it's like, who knows what's they
it's
want
a lot of gaslighting, like
very unhealthy
you
relationship
crazy.
With aliens.
I know, but I am into that story, and the fact that it's in Vegas. I actually just was talking about it on the second episode of my new relaunch of the show with Busy Phillips was my guest, and we talked about the story, and we listened to the 911 call because the teenage boy did make a 911 call, and he seems very serious about this. And, you know, another thing is, like, falsifying a police report is, like, you know, a thing. And this whole family was behind this. Mm-hmm. But my current theory is that it was some new fill-in members of Blue Man Group that got lost and they were looking for the strip.
That is definitely, very humanoid alien type.
If you saw Blue Man Group in your backyard.
If you saw it in a theater, you're still like, what the fuck is going on here? Like,
and apparently they were super tall. They got stills back there and backstage, I'm sure.
Just in case.
So that's where I'm at. Okay, I like to come up with my own theories.
I didn't think of the Blue Man theory, and I like that one a lot. I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
that's like the owl in the staircase. The Blue Man theory.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, that's another one.
I actually do want to ask you guys, because I've had like a few deja vu-y moments recently. Oh, you mentioned it, Roz. I'm just like, what's everyone's like take on deja vu?
It's weird because mine lately have been like something where I feel like I'm about to get a call about something like bad that happened.
Okay.
Each time it happens, I feel like the next thing that happens is that, or like something bad, or like a big event, and it has not followed through. But that's what the deja vu is that I'm experiencing, like, you know, the things I'm seeing and whatever. It's so strange.
I used to have those kinds when I was like a teenager. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine are usually pretty, very uneventful moments that I'll, because the only dreams I ever remember are deja vu moments that then will get triggered when I see them later. And the only one that has never not come true is me getting into a fist fight with my cousin at a funeral.
That was just a fantasy.
I know. No, and it's funny because it's literally the only dream I've ever remembered that hasn't come true. And so every time I'm at like a funeral that this piece of shit cousin could be at, I'm always like, let's just avoid him. So you never know.
So your take is that it's something that we've all dreamed sort of clairvoyantly, and then it's playing out like this dream that you've already seen.
I think so. Or it's a moment that it's like, that's your body is something that's like, be aware right now, be mindful, be in yourself right now. Well, cause this,
do you all experience it as like, you know what happens next, or it's just like
No, mine isn't like, I know what happens next. It's like familiarity. It's like, oh, I've already done this.
Yeah. It's like me talking about expiration dates with the three of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what's up
did
with that?
Did that even happen, or like, is this a deja vu?
Did I just dream that?
Yeah. Roll the tape.
I personally, like, I have a very open mind about this kind of stuff. I'm also very skeptical, but I entertain the possibility of anything being true. But for me, I kind of think that it's like a sign that everything is going the way it's supposed to, because you somehow got like a little blip, a little tiny little premonition of something so mundane, like, oh, you could be driving down that street or whatever. And then all of a sudden you're driving, you're like, oh my God, I feel like I've been here before. And I just feel like it's like the universe or something telling you, like, this is what you're supposed to be doing today. And this is part of the plan. Everything, you're on track. Mm. I don't know, though.
So you are telling me to beat up Shauna.
Totally. Okay,
cool. Thank you for the permission for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, do it.
But that's interesting, because I thought you didn't have dreams, or you didn't remember any dreams, Brandy, but you only remember them when you're in a deja vu moment.
Yeah, it'll come back. It's like a weird thing where I'll wake up from something and be like, oh, I had a weird dream. It disappears immediately until the deja vu moment comes back later. And it's usually really mundane stuff by and large. Just like, it's just, that's the one that has always been like, weird.
I don't have dreams either.
You don't?
Really? I have what I have always referred to as, my dreams are low budget productions.
Okay. Oh.
Very bad, you know, like not done well,
not
produced.
Darling, but just like,
Student films.
Public access.
Student
dreams.
Films, but like a junior high student film. Like, it's not good. It's never, I'm like, everyone tells me these amazing stories, and mine, it's like, if someone's like, oh, a dragon was fighting me, like, mine is like, I'm in a green, like, there's a green screen behind me. We didn't have the CGI budget. I'm literally just like in a green suit, like fight the kicking. Like, there's nothing. It's bad. There's always a boom mic finding its way into the frame.
I love that you're producing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great.
No one's producing. That's the problem. Like, it feels like there's no director or there's
someone
no producer.
Get in here.
Well, I mean, you know, Dream SAG is on strike, so
that's why. Don't cross the picket line, not even in your REM state.
No.
Exactly.
I love that. No, it's just black for me until I wake up, with the exceptions of like maybe two deja vu things a year. That's about it.
Well, I've been afraid that it means that I'm like a murderer. You know how people are always like, oh, if you don't do this, then you're a murderer. And I'm like, I don't think, what I think, and from what some people have told me, is that it means like you're at peace. Like, if you don't dream, it means you're at peace. But I'm always afraid that it probably means something, like, bad.
No. I mean, if
everyone does it.
But you're not a bad person, I assume. No. I mean,
you don't strike me as a murderer.
We're all somewhat pieces of shit, but not. You're not a murderer.
Yeah, we're all comics.
No. Murderer, you'd have to murder someone.
I murder on stage. But
hello.
Yeah, you get it out there. That's
murder
great.
Jokes. Wait, that's not the way it works.
See, my dreams are extremely vivid, and they run the whole gamut. Like, we have slice of life, kind of, stream of consciousness. We have avant-garde stuff. We have everything. Fantasy, action. But the mundane dreams really throw me because they are so clear to me that it fucks me up where I'll be like, I'll dream it. Like, if I need to email someone, I'll dream that I emailed them. And then I'm like, did I email them or did, you know what I mean? Like, so that,
yeah,
I don't recommend.
No, you don't want to see a computer in a dream or a phone. Absolutely, I think anything not. That no. is like you responsibility.
Yeah.
You want to be like the Beyonce level where like those don't, you don't see screens, you don't answer emails. People might be doing those for you somewhere, but that's not part of you at this moment.
And now that we're talking about it, I don't remember ever using my phone in a dream. Do you,
I don't think so, no.
No.
I've used
Roz
my phone.
Has a rotary phone.
I do. I've used my phone, my cell phone, not my rotary one, when I'm in dream state or like sleep state.
Really?
And that freaks me out.
To call someone?
You like used it while you were sleeping? You dream called?
Yeah, kind of. It's always been like in the morning, but I'll like check my phone to see what time it is. And then I see that there's a text and then I reply. And by the time I'm like replying, I'm already like sleeping. And then I wake up later and I'm like, I see a reply from the person. And I'm like, oh, my God, I guess I sent that text at 5 a.m. or whatever. Like, it's very creepy. I'm afraid I'm going to like go live on Instagram when I'm like asleep.
My God, I'm going to text you super early and try to catch you.
So we're going to bait you for some sleep hacks.
Get the real tea.
No.
I used to, when I was in college, I don't have this ability anymore, but like when I was in college, I liked sleeping in so much that I would do this thing where like my friend Sarah would come wake me up for class and I would sit up and like while asleep, I would act very lucid and come up with like very detailed reasons why I didn't have to go to sleep and not, or class and not, I would like sit up and be like, the teacher emailed last night and he's stuck in a snowstorm in New Hampshire, so we don't have any class this morning. And then I would go back to sleep and not remember any of it.
Ooh. Oh, man. Roz, I have a question for you, since I doubt you've been asked this on your podcast because you're the host of it. Was there an experience that you had that made you want to start this? Like, what is your story?
I did grow up in a house that my grandma, I believe, haunted. And she was a very nice little ghost, like nothing too scary. It was a nice little...
Excuse me.
It was a nice like intro to that stuff. But I think it opened my mind to it. And I've always been really into this stuff. I was always reading books about it. I was always asking people to tell me their ghost stories. And so I think, you know, I started doing the podcast in like 2018. And it was just, you know, because I was always at parties or whatever talking to people about their ghost stories. And I was like, I want this as a podcast. And I love the show Celebrity Ghost Stories. And that show went off the air. And I'm like, well, I know celebrities and I know like fun, interesting people. I want to hear their stories. And and so that's kind of how it started. And now it's my entire life. And I really love that. And I have plans to do a lot more ghost hunting and getting out there and getting more stories of my own. But I'm just like ghost. And it's great.
Wow.
I love that.
Do you have any ghost hunting like apparatus or anything?
Apparatus.
Yeah. Do you have the little meters and whatnot?
I do have some stuff. I actually have stuff that listeners have sent me, like different devices, and I bought a few. I think that honestly, like, you can, I'm always about doing things on a dime. And even when I did drag, you know, my drag name was Roz Dress for Less, and I was all about, like, shopping for less. Like, taking a thrift outfit and tailoring it to your body or whatever. Like, I like things to be accessible to people and not too expensive and fancy. And a lot of the stuff that those people use for ghost hunting is super cool, but like so expensive and just not something I'm interested in. But yeah, there's like, there's a lot of ways I think that you can ghost hunt on a dime. Even, you know, some people are into like Ouija boards. That's pretty cheap.
We talked about those. Brandy won't do it.
Yeah, she's scared.
Yeah, won't fuck with it.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it has a bad reputation. That's for sure. The Ouija board. And I personally, I mean, I've had so many conversations with people that work in the field, and their consensus is that they just have a bad reputation. And I think also a lot of people have used them as kids and didn't know what they were doing and freaked themselves out. And horror movies have made them look bad. Mm-hmm. And but that being said, I don't want to do it either.
Yeah.
I don't want one of those in my house.
Have you never done one?
No, I've definitely done them, but I'm just like,
you don't need it lounging in a closet.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did have one that I bought at a thrift store at one point, and I really believe that there was like some weird things going on in my apartment that were attached to it. And I kind of like, they do scare me.
Yeah, it does feel different to me than something like a, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about all like the devices and stuff for ghost hunting, but it feels a little bit different than something that's like reading the like electric energy in the room versus like a board that you're like, let me talk to you through this. It does seem to have a different energy for sure.
Well, also, in theory, my trailer is haunted by a man named the Dutchman.
That's true.
And he lives in a portal in front of Anna's bathroom, so I don't necessarily need to talk to him.
You're like, we're not going
to Roz if you're interested. The trailer park is haunted.
Thing.
So.
Like, once you open up the communication, they are on their own terms in their own time, and they might wake you up in the middle of the night and be like, sorry, I missed your call. What's going on?
I also like that, too, because it's like, you don't know who you're going to contact. You might be just contacting some, like, fuck boy, you know, that you don't know.
Oh, it's very, like, chat room vibe. Like, you don't know who's in there.
I mean, most people, alive people, are annoying.
Right.
Yes.
So, I don't want to talk to most of them on the phone. So why would I want to talk to most ghosts? Of which there are more
dead
of.
And dead people, sorry, but they have nowhere to be. They've got nothing, you know, it's not like they got anything, any other place to be. They're just they're just there to, so now what are we going to do, guys? Like, no.
They are past their expiration point and they don't give a fuck.
There you go.
Yeah, just talking about the weather, even though that doesn't affect them.
It's like,
yeah. Time's a construct.
Get a life. Let's go. Okay, get a life.
Yeah, especially if they're from, like, a different era. Like, I don't want to hear about whatever is, you know, their cultural norms. Like, I don't want to put their weird gender things. And, like, no, I don't keep your old school.
Think about that aspect of it. Like, they're not going to be with the times at all.
No.
Oh, no.
Probably, yeah, very offensive.
They're stuck.
Well, just to be real, though, like, the most ghosty things that have happened to me have all been with people that died recently, I will say. Which might just be grief. But
ghosty things have happened.
Like, one, I don't even know if I can talk about it. Like, it was so crazy. But I forget if I talked about it last time Roz was on here. But this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. I'll tell it again.
Okay.
I don't remember. I mean, give us a, I don't,
So, my ex-boyfriend, like, when we were together, had an aunt that died, like, pretty suddenly. And right after she died, he had, I get, like, chills. Right after she died, they had, like, this little cousin that was walking around her house with, like, an old school, like, you know, the old point-and-click cameras. It's, like, before everyone had iPhones, just, like, one of those kind of cameras. And it's, like, a six-year-old kid. And she's just taking, like, six-year-old kid pictures, like, throughout the house, right? They get the film developed, like, a month later, And like most of it is just like normal dumb pictures. But there's this one picture that the kid took in the kitchen. And my ex, there's, this is like just from Rite Aid or whatever. This is not Photoshopped. One of the pictures had like in the kitchen, you could really see pretty clearly like a superimposed image of my ex-boyfriend's aunt on the image. But it was her like when she was probably in her 20s. And she's dressed. It gives me fucking chills to even talk about it. Like, it was the weirdest thing I've ever fucking seen. And she's standing there with, like, her eyes closed. And she's wearing, like, clothes from the 70s. And she looks young. And, like, her palms are kind of out. And she's just, like, it's, like, her in her 20s in her kitchen superimposed on this picture.
That is insane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Damn. Like, full body?
Full body.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's inspiring, though, to know that you can, like, pick the time period of your life that you
and your outfit.
Yeah, because it was like, of course, like that she looked great. Like, of course, in her ghost brain, that's like her.
Of course. I love the idea of there being like an undead Cher's closet of your past that you get to choose your outfit from your time period of for your ghostliness.
Yeah.
Totally. I love that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I saw a comic posting like memes of stuff that her mom calls things that is incorrect, and she called Clueless Shopping Show.
Shopping Show.
Perfect. That's cute.
Oh my God.
Okay, we're going to take another break and then we'll do lady problems. We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Roz on Instagram at Roz Hernandez.
Ooh. Great plug.
And it's time for lady problems. Y'all have been great in sending them in, but keep doing it. Give us a phone call. 323-6-BUT-30 or email us ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. I'm calling with a they/them problem. So my partner and I have been engaged since last September. We've intentionally been planning everything way in advance to give ourselves enough time to prepare and do it right and not stress ourselves out. We basically decided to have a private ceremony in summer of 2024 and then a big reception on November 2nd, 2024. A little background, I work at a tattoo shop. I am a front desk person. There are two other front desk people that I work with very in close proximity all day long. I've been telling them about our plans for the past several months. We're having it on November 2nd, and we're kind of trying to kind of lean into the Halloween vibes of it all, not in like a campy way, but just kind of a moody, dark theme. I've been telling them about what I'm going to wear, just the vibe that we're going for, the aesthetic, all of that. Fast forward to a few weeks ago, one of my coworkers told me that they're engaged to their partner now, which is super exciting. I'm super happy for them. But in the same breath they're telling me about this, they tell me that they're planning on having their reception the weekend before ours on October 28th. We're obviously kind of work in a tattoo shop. The fact that they're having their reception on Halloween weekend tells me that they're going to be kind of going for the same vibe. They're wearing a black dress. I'm wearing a black dress. They're having a private ceremony beforehand, just like we are. They're also looking into a venue that I told them that I was looking into. I'm super angry, to say the least. Like, I consider this person to be a friend. If the shoe was on the other foot, I would not be planning my wedding the weekend before. And out of all the weekends to choose, like, it's so far in advance and you're choosing to put it the weekend before. It just feels extremely disrespectful. And I'm just like wondering how I should handle this situation. It's been a few weeks. I haven't said anything. But my anger has not subsided. I'm just wondering if it's even worth it to address. Any advice would be appreciated. This is ridiculous, right? Like, what the fuck? Okay. Thank you.
I mean, yes, you're right. That's so, it's so weird. It's not like, this is, you know, we get a lot of like questions about weddings and stuff, but it's usually with like someone in your own wedding, not like someone else planning a wedding literally a week before yours and copying yours.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even, what do you
this
do?
This person is getting all about Eve'd.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's very, very all about Eve'd. That's creepy. Oh, God.
Yeah.
What do you do in that situation?
Well, like, it seems like you should talk about to the person.
It's hard to be like, hey, so you're trying to wear my skin for your wedding.
Right. And- how do you bring that up? So, like, we both know you're copying my wedding, right? Like,
yeah, this is a really
Is it locked in the dates yet? Or they're still trying to figure it out, right?
I mean, it sounds like the caller has locked in their dates. And then I don't know, obviously, about the other person, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's such an awkward conversation to have, but it seems like it's one of these things where it's like, oh, maybe I can catch it before it happens and we can just talk about it and... Yeah. Sorry, I'm doing it then, and we're probably going to have some of the same people coming, and you know this was our plan already. Would you consider doing it another time? You know, and then we can both have our moment, and we'll both win. You know, like it's a plus for both people to have it not at the same time.
I know, but you know what really pisses me off about this other person is they really fucked over our caller because they're the second party, like. Mm-hmm. The first person isn't incentivized to care about this double situation because it's all going to be new the first time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they took the weekend before. Like, that's such an asshole move.
Well, that's the problem is it's like, sure, we can encourage them to talk to the other people, but if they're the type of people who made this decision, like, who are you even talking to?
Yeah,
I know. They're not being extremely considerate anyway, so why are they going to be considerate if you... I mean, there is a world, I guess, where they did not think about it at all. People do get obsessed with their own things, and maybe they didn't consider it, but I would think that they know, and they made the choice anyway. So,
Giving prices right, like when they guess the $1 more than the other person and just completely screw them over?
Exactly.
And like, do you want to be the $1 wedding? Everyone sees it.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think like, if you want to, if you have... I don't know if I would have like the gumption to do this, but if you want to have that conversation, I would, you know. But I feel like it's just like, I don't know. Literally, I don't know what you can do. Maybe you could have someone else talk to them and tell them it's fucked up. Like, can there be a...
But they did say they considered each other friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a complete stranger. It's a difficult conversation to have with a friend, but I don't know. It's just sort of like my... life these days, I hate having to deal with shit like that, but it's just so much better to at least make an effort and just go for it. And maybe it won't give you the results that you want, but at least you tried. And I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
It's hard. It is hard.
And it's so awkward because it's like, it's so easy for the other person to deny that that's what's going on. Like, this is, you could really be getting set up for some gaslighting here if they're like, what? No.
I can't believe you think that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm stealing your wedding. Okay. Like,
well, that's why I say maybe not make it accusatory and make it more just like, listen, here's the facts, and it's not going to be great for either of us if we're both having these weddings so close to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, how can we solve this? Let's find a solution.
Yeah. Well, tell her 12-foot skeletons are available year-round. It doesn't need to be Halloween weekend.
Oh, they're probably way more available during Halloween.
Yeah, please. If you want a spooky wedding, do it earlier. I mean... Yeah, what's the...
Is the ask then to move the date? Or is the ask, like, how can we differentiate these events?
I think the date is the most egregious one, right?
I think so.
Because it's date, it's location, and it's dress. Black dress, you're both working in tattoo shops. That feels fine.
Yeah.
Location, if you're not doing it, like, it's one of the places you said you looked at. It wasn't the one. I don't know. I mean, everyone's looking at different venues. I think Date is the big issue, right?
I'm just wondering, because that feels like the hardest to change too, though, right? Like,
yeah.
But that's why I believe they said it wasn't
locked in yet. I got messed up because I thought it was this fall. Okay. Okay.
No, it's 2024.
No, it's a year away. Yeah.
Okay. Totally. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking we were talking about like a 90-day situation.
No. It's like a year and a half.
90-day fiancé.
No, so they've got time.
Yeah. Then totally, they should change the date.
Maybe it's not, maybe, I don't know enough about these people, but maybe it's not something that was done on purpose to try to steal your thunder or whatever. Maybe it was. I don't know. But it just seems like something that it might help to address, especially if you guys work together and you're, you know, so the rest of your careers working together, you're just always going to have that nasty, we never talked about it, but I'm pretty sure you did this. Like,
I think Roz's approach is the best thing. Like you said, it's like, we want this to be fun. It's going to be like a win for both of us. And the biggest thing I think too is like, we're going to have a lot of the same people going, and that's a lot to put on people for
two weekends in a row.
Like that's, you want people to be having fun and not being like, oh, I got to go to another fucking wedding right away. So I think like coming to it from that angle, hopefully they'll be receptive and figure something out. I mean, just make them do it the next year. Like, come on, who cares?
Literally.
Totally.
And I just feel like there is sort of like a, you know, when you're engaged and you're planning a wedding, it's nice to talk to other people that are also planning a wedding. So maybe that's also a way into this conversation that makes it not so confrontational. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, it's like, how's it going for you? Good. So I was thinking, you know. And then
like
you go
I think it's like, how's it going for you? Have you settled on a date? Like, just like, I'm thinking like, if it might be kind of, we have so many similar friends, like, you know, you guys having a week before and like, I did pick mine first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was here first. That's kind of my chunk of the calendar. Yeah. But is there like an equinox or a solstice that she could kind of move nearby to? Is there like a witch holiday of like, you know, like is there, if she wants a spooky, there's stuff that you can build it around that isn't, you know, that weekend.
That's interesting. But but that's up to them. It's like,
No, that's up to them. It's just, I'm just saying, it's like, if she wants like a spooky wedding, it does not need to be that. There's plenty of other times of the year that shit's going on.
Yeah.
Tell them to get married in a haunted barge on a Tuesday. That's a Halloween wedding.
I mean, that's one thing I know all about is you can be spooky all year round. It sounds like the kind of person that would get married in a like black dress. They get that. It's just, you know, Halloween is the spookiest of the times. But if all your friends are spooky, I mean, people look forward to spooky things all year round.
Of course, you know,
if they don't want to just do everything in one month. I mean, to go to two spooky weddings, like two weekends in a row, too much.
Mm-mm. Yeah. It's too much for everybody.
And don't like, do also, that to your you friends. Need to accept this person does sound like they might be a bit of a handful, so this may not go in your favor. So be prepared for that. Like, you might be staring down the gun of someone attempting to steal your Halloween thunder. But I think you will feel better regardless if you at least vocalize this concern.
Yeah. Honestly, if that was me and the person was being an asshole about it, I would be like, all right, guys, we're going to be doing it in September now, which is still Halloween time.
Person's
you know?
Just like raising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bid 50 cents, Bob. Thank you.
I mean, everybody, it is mid-July. I went to the Dollar King to like get party supplies.
I love the Dollar King.
It's Halloween time.
They have Halloween shit up. It is happening.
Y'all, Michael's is doing that right now too. I was so pissed. I just went into Michael's and they have pumpkin shit everywhere.
I was like, it just started getting hot here. Let's chill.
Halloween's decorations at Home Depot became available for purchase this past weekend.
I love it.
Me too. I like that it's all out. It makes me happy. Just we should be able to always buy a weird colored light and an animatronic.
I get that.
What is that? What's Home Depot going on? Did they get any new?
Well, this year they have a 13-foot Jack Skellington.
Oh, wow.
They are saying that this is the final 12-foot skeleton year.
Really?
That might just be a ploy.
There's zero way.
Yeah, it's too popular for them. But I do wonder, because I was thinking about this, because it's Home Depot. So, like, a lot of people that, like, have HOAs and that are HOA members go there for their own shit and are probably complaining because that is such a problem in the group, is the number of people that are upset about, like, skeletons
also
bringing down value in their houses next door or whatever. It's so funny.
You can't have too many 12s. Like,
no,
you
can't. You
need to be sparse, like, because then they're not special anymore, you know?
Of course, that's true. I think it's a special, fun thing. When you see one, you want to feel delighted. You never want to see one and then be like, oh. Like, that's never a vibe.
Right.
That you want. Right. The 12-foot werewolf didn't make it back this year, which makes me sad. I thought he was a really great addition last year, but
I liked his cut off shorts.
Me too.
Cute. Can you get cut off? Would his cutoffs fit on your skelly?
They would. They actually would.
That'd
yeah.
be cute You're for summer.
They love to swap clothes.
I know. He needs a new outfit. Oh, there's also 12-foot gargoyle. Oh, but they're calling it the predator
gargoyle.
Of the night.
Oh my god.
okay. And a giant towering ghost as well are the big boys this year.
Ooh,
so
cute.
There's a lot. It's very silly, very ghoulish. I'm excited.
Get good luck. This is like, this is such a frustrating problem.
Oh my
god. I wish we had like a better, like, actual solution. But yeah, try to talk to them.
I hate these life situations where you can't be honest about what's actually going on. Because what they're doing is too egregious. Like, if you call it out, you're going to sound like you're unhinged.
Yeah.
Because what they're doing is so unhinged.
Well, and it's like such a thing that's going to make you angry about your fucking wedding for 2 years.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Well, it's like when this kind of social contract stuff is broken, it's hard because then you're like, oh, you didn't abide by that rule. So what rules will you abide by?
Totally.
Now there's no rule book for how to talk about this now.
Yeah.
It's definitely inconsiderate.
Be curious to know what your coworkers think that you've also been talking about this with. If they're on, I'd assume they're probably on your side, but.
I mean, that's why I'm saying, like, if for some reason it's too hard for you to approach, I would maybe think of, like, is there a friend who would bring it up to them being like, hey, did you consider, like, it's really close to their wedding? And I mean, maybe they didn't fucking think about it. I don't know.
Yeah, people can be really up their own ass. So that could be maybe.
Always remember that. People are up their own ass. Okay, let's do one more.
Hey, ladies. So I have a little bit of a lady problem. And I want to start it by saying, like, no shame. Literally no shame. So I met a new partner. And he has multiple partners, yada, yada, like ethically non-monogamous, whatever. Yeah, it's great. And he just found out he just had his first outbreak of HSV 1 and 2, so genital and oral herpes. And when I'm telling you guys, he fucks. He, like, rocks my world. Anyways. But, like, we're not dating, so I'm having a hard time weighing, like, the balance, because he makes me feel amazing emotionally and physically. But without it, do I care if we're not in a relationship? Like, not really, because he makes me feel amazing. And, like, having HSV 1 and HSV 2 is, like, literally not a big fucking deal, but I'm like, how do I choose to be responsible with my body, if that makes sense? Because, like, I'm an ethical slut through and through, and I love it, but it's like risk and reward. So tell me what you think.
I mean, obviously this is just so up to you. Like you said, it's just a choice you have to make. I don't know. I mean, there's definitely, like, ways you can try to avoid, getting it. Yeah, getting it. Where obviously, you know, if he's having an outbreak, you don't have sex and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I know that there are people who, you know, have partners who they don't get it from because they make sure to be really careful. So I think you can definitely minimize it. But obviously, you're going to have to know that there's a chance, and that's just... is what it is.
I'm wondering, though, because I was like, she's telling the story, and then I'm like, where's the, it was like almost like the herpes was a quick aside, and then it came back to like the multiple partner thing. But I'm wondering if that is actually kind of like bothering the caller, like more than they're realizing, because that is sort of like, is it, are you, I don't, is it really about that you're concerned about contracting herpes, or is it that like the reality of knowing that your partner is also partnering with a bunch of other people is going to have these like very,
I definitely sense that. Yeah.
Real consequences. Yeah.
Well, I'd be curious, did you know before he had an outbreak? Like, was he honest about that, you know, before, or like, when did you find out? You know what I mean? Because then, like, were you always allowed to make an informed choice about that, even pre-outbreak? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, I think that's hopefully, obviously.
Yeah, hopefully. I just, you know, just if not, that's a thing to consider.
Right.
But just want to put it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right, Tess. I think it sounded a little bit like, obviously, when you find somebody that you like and who you like to fuck, you want to make it work. And I don't know if the caller said that. I guess she said they're both ethically non-monogamous, right? But she
sounded
wasn't talking about who she's fucking, or you know what I mean. Like it sounded more like about who he is fucking, which I guess makes sense if you're talking about him having, you know, herpes. But yeah, it did seem like maybe it's like, oh, like I wish, because obviously if it was just your partner and they had it, it would be one thing to figure out, but it is a lot more complicated when you're bringing other people into the scenario. So I think it is, it does sound maybe like a tinge of like, like I wish it was just me and not all these other people I had to deal with too.
Yeah. Like I feel like the soul searching that you need to do is like, are you okay with that? Like you're staring kind of dead in the face of a reality right now. And I think you just need to like sit with yourself and like decide, like, are you truly happy in the situation, and are you really okay with that, or are you trying to convince yourself that you're okay with the situation because you're getting really good dick right now?
I completely forgot that I'm on this podcast right now. I was just listening. I just literally just been a bystander. Sorry.
You've just been enjoying yourself. That's kind
of, yeah, because I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about this issue. I think it's all good advice. I mean, it's like it is part of the game. Like if you're going to be sleeping with people, it is always a possibility that somebody can contract anything. And I mean, there are ways to protect yourself. I'm a big pros and cons kind of list person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you find the good one, you know, is it, how good is it? I mean, I believe Rock My World was mentioned there.
Yeah.
So is it he has herpes and I can keep doing it, Rock My World, you know, like there's definitely levels of Rock in My World. Yeah. So it's all about how is it, you know, how do you feel about it? I don't know. I feel like
her voice, like when she's talking about getting fucked by this guy, it was just like, this girl is getting fucked. Like she loves getting fucked by this guy. And so I almost feel like to a certain extent, it's a moot point, because when the D is that good, we've all done stupid things.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, for sure.
The call wouldn't be happening, I think, without, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a conversation, like, what are his safety practices with his other partners? Like, do you guys, can you have an honest conversation about that? Like, you know, how is he protecting you with, you know, with everything else he has going on? Like, you know, it's not a fun, sexy conversation, but it's like, all right, well, if we're doing this, like, how am I protected? You know?
I mean, I definitely think if they are ethical, they should be transparent with you about that stuff. And you guys should be able to have those conversations about them using protection and that kind of stuff. Like, I think that I would hope so.
If
that's not already happening, like, you deserve to know that they're using condoms. Mm-hmm. I've never been in like a situation like that. I don't think where I've like had to. It seems like one of those things that's like easier to say in theory than to actually have that conversation. But
I'm all about having those conversations. I think that, again, it's part of the game. Like, it's part of the, if you're going to be sleeping with people, and again, like, the ethical part of it is, like, you have to talk about that stuff. You have to be honest with each other. Mm-hmm. And I do think that there's a level of trust, and it's hard sometimes when it's like strictly a sex thing and you don't know each other very well, but like the trust is still important to be there because you are talking about your bodies, your health, your, you know, or like I've been in some situations where I thought it was an ethical thing and it turns out, no, this is a cheating thing and I'm the other person. Like these conversations need to be clear and and I never – see, it's just like the last caller. I'm like – it sucks sometimes to have these conversations, but you will be – you'll thank yourself. It's like insurance or whatever. Like it's good to have these conversations.
Well, and like Brandy was saying, it is a consent issue because if they're not being transparent with you, you're not really being given the opportunity to consent. Like if you don't know the truth, then you can't really agree to do something or not do something.
Well, and it's like how often is it getting tested? Like, you know, what is it's just knowing all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then to be able to make an informed decision, you know, you just need to have all that information before you can really know.
Yeah.
I think they're working on a vaccine for herpes. I'm like kind of Googling. But I don't know 100%. And believe it or not, I'm not a doctor. But
I do play one on podcasts.
But that's an exciting thing.
Yeah. That is exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in the position before. I was not like with, it was like a someone I knew, but we were like about to hook up and they told me they had herpes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And I had to make the choice like, you know, do I want to risk this or not? And I decided I didn't because I was like, I don't really know him. This is our first time. It's not like something I see as ongoing. And for me, it wasn't worth it
at
that moment. You know, if this was somebody I've been considering more long term, either sexually or for a partner, I would have probably thought more about it. But it was kind of an easy like, all right. And I'm really grateful to him for being honest with me, you know. But yeah, I think, I mean, I agree with Roz. Maybe it's just like, it's the old school pros and cons list. Like literally write this shit down and like seeing it on paper sometimes really helps you kind of wrap your mind around it a little bit more too. And that's,
yeah,
like,
definitely.
It feels like a crazy thing to be writing down in your journal or something, but do it. I mean, yeah, you just really have to like find within you, like if you do get it, are you going to be okay with that?
And that's the thing.
Got to answer that question, you know?
Yeah.
And if you feel like you wouldn't be, then you know, so.
Yeah.
And like, just what are your boundaries around the whole situation in general anyway? Like if you do start to like catch feelings for this person, like, is that like a, I gotta go or like, you know what, you know, just.
Right. I mean, that to me was the real issue here. Like, I kind of feel like this call was mostly about her catching feelings for this person and the herpes was like a side of mayonnaise she didn't want. You know, like.
I love you equating mayonnaise to an STD. That's amazing.
It is for
test.
Oh my God.
I actually was talking to a girl recently who had been in the position where this guy presented himself as ethically non-monogamous. And then she found out that his wife didn't know that she was fucking people. And I was like, I never even thought about that. Like, how can you prove it? Because you're not going to fucking DM their partner and be like, by the way, is it cool that he fucks other people?
Like, right. It should be like a Reddit AMA. Like, here's a piece of paper with a date.
Yeah, like, we need some kind of proof that like they are actually in that position.
I've been in that position twice.
Oof.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's such a violation. That's so
weird. Yeah, it really is.
I'm sorry.
Guys are gross. And I will say the fact that he like is open about that is pretty admirable. I mean, I guess my bar is low, but like that to me is like, that's admirable to not just hide it and try to get away with not letting you know. Like that, because that is not ethical.
From what they've said, it sounds like he is being
very honest, totally.
You know, so.
Yeah. Totally.
But yeah, it doesn't mean it's any easier to deal with it when you're, if you like them or whatever, you know. Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, good luck. Write down that list.
I know. I feel like there's going to be like a bunch of cons and then like the pro is just going to be like, dick.
Right.
And then it's like, well, but my health like, is under the cons. And then it's like, again, that dick. Like that dick, dick. It's rock my world, dick.
It just doesn't work the same way on paper. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's the correct font size for that? Do you guys? Is that like a 72?
It's a 20.
Oh, it's 20. Okay.
It's a Courier New Bold.
It's a, we're going to have to extend the margins.
Wing dongs.
So that it prints.
Wing dongs.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, we'll end it on that.
Yeah.
Roz, thanks so much for hanging out with us again. It's so good to see you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm not great at giving advice, so I apologize. Anybody?
You've been fabulous.
Both of these calls we got are ones that, like, obviously we can get as much advice as we can, but ultimately, like, they've got to, you know, and that's all.
Yeah. And to the caller, we love to hear what happens. Call us back later. Yes. Let us know. Give us updates. We love updates.
Yeah. Those are my 2 cents. And then my other 2 cents, I should just one more time mention that I'm now on the Exactly Right network with the ladies.
Yes.
And I'm so happy about it. And my first episode dropped on the 17th of July. And that was with Georgia Hartstark. So you can go and listen. And yeah, every week I've got different fun, funny people on. And we talk about ghosts and the paranormal and all of it. And we try to make it fun and funny. And I hope you give it a listen.
It's such
Please
a great show.
Go. Subscribe, listen right now. You can binge because you've got your previous episodes on there too, right? So they can go back.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I'm on an old one somewhere a long time ago.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, yes. We've been moving over the old ones and there's, you know, a good ghost story doesn't have a shelf life. So you can, you know.
And we're back to shelf lives. That's the thing.
We're back.
Look at the circle.
No never expires.
What are we all pros? Are we pros? What's going on?
Roz is so funny. Go see her live any chance you can too. And we love you guys.
Any of that stuff is on Instagram at Roz Hernandez for dates and everything like that.
Hell yeah.
Heck yes. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
3, 2, 3. 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, I'm calling because I myself am a squirter and my fiance and I just started using puppy pads. But once I get home, I will definitely look up whatever squirting pads are. I'm thinking about investing in those highly absorbent sheets where the bottom layer of it is like a puppy pad and waterproof. But I have completely destroyed almost an entire Las Vegas hotel room because I was at the top of the bed and it just got everywhere. The whole bed was soaked. The whole side table was soaked. The carpet was soaked. Like, I just missed the TV on the other side. But now I'm going to go home and look up what squirt pads are. Thank you. Love you. Bye. Hi, guys. So I just had to call and let you know that the Califia Farms coffee that, like, you can buy in the store, the mocha flavor tastes exactly like chocolate milk. So if you need a little bit of sweet, a little bit of caffeine, or a little bit of extra flavor to add into your actual coffee, the Califia Farms mocha, oh, chef's kiss. It barely lasts a few days in my house, so I can, like, only barely buy it, or else I will just drink it the whole day. But it's a new thing for you guys to get addicted to. The Califia Farms mocha coffee. Absolutely delicious. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine. Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker. Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.